All right, guys, good morning. Hey, I'm excited and we're back and getting ready to have a great week. And let's see what we got here. We got the video working. There we go. So everybody hear me? Let's see if we can hear okay. Let me get that up good. And hold on 1 second. I don't think I got my volume away at the very top. Okay, hey, I'm excited to be here. I'm back. I took a week off. And yes, yesterday was my birthday. I'm 60 years old as of yesterday. How about that? Still kicking ass, 60 years old. I mean, got the gray hair to prove it. And hey, life is good. And, you know, I was out of town last week and I got a great story to tell you because you guys will appreciate this, but I'll get to that. But this week, you know, we got the family workshop coming up and it's going to be a slam dunk. I mean, we've got an outline, you know, we're prepared, we're ahead of the curve. We've got great speakers, great content. It's going to be good. And so anyway, I want to go ahead and get started. We're going to have a, I got some cool stuff this morning. And, but what we're going to do today, we're going to talk about optimizing the event this weekend. And I thought I'd start right now, just to always, I tell you, if you have a question, if you have any issues, you know, we got Lucas sitting there. He takes, I don't know how many a day where people call in, they're asking questions about stuff. Hit Lucas up as far as any ideas. You know, we have ideas coming in all the time. And you know, what we pulled off this weekend, we'll talk about with Steve. It's just, hey, we're going to act on it. If it's about making money, about improving, about doing things, I promise you, you're going to see some things that this weekend. So what you have to do is you always have to, you know, Tom Hopkins always says, I never see failures fair, but negative feedback needed to change course in my direction. And so we had a couple of things going on this weekend regarding the event. I started doing some research. We're going to talk about that. So if you have ideas to make this thing smoother and better all the time, of course, we want to hear from all of our $10,000 a month earners or $100,000 earners. Hit Kristen up. We want to put you on the program because we know that you're out there working. You guys, hey, when you're making 100 grand a year to 200 grand a year, that kind of deal, and you're excited, you're the ones that are doing it. You got the best ideas of anybody. I mean, the reason I still have good ideas is because I have appointments. All right. If all I did was stand up and talk about what I did 20 years ago and never did work, okay, the business anymore, I couldn't give you any new ideas, but I'm out there working. So if you're doing that, send it to Kristen and we'll get you on there. We got the same schedule Monday, Thursday, intro to money. We keep bringing on new speakers. Okay. And we stick those into the library. So you have more people you can do, introduce the business to. Hey, think about this, you know, back in the days I was running Tuesday night. I was running Sunday night phone blitz, Monday night phone blitz, Tuesday night training. And then we moved to a Thursday night training because we outgrew our office. Then we had Saturday morning training. We had fast start schools every 3 months at a hotel, big event, all that kind of stuff. And now guess what we have? And it was me putting it on, flying a speaker in. Every time I flew somebody in, I'd reciprocate. I'd have to fly across the country and do the same thing. Did that for years and years, that kind of deal. And now what do we got? We got the greatest speakers all in one place. We got the greatest salespeople, the greatest recruiters, the greatest trainers. Okay. We got so many good things going on. And guys, I don't do any of it. You know what I do? I do it on once a month. I spend 30 minutes, okay, on a kickoff meeting. And I do this on Tuesday, all right, 30 minutes. And then I turn it over to you guys. And you think about what we got going on as a group here. So take advantage of it. Of course, Bree is killing it. And I'm going to show you something about that because Wednesday, that is the best thing you can ever go to learning about. Then we got Sunday Night Fundamentals. We got the Family Financial Workshop the next two Saturdays. I want to talk more about that. We got our kickoff, put this down February 13th. It's going to be 10X in securities. It's perfect timing for what we'll be doing going into the best season of the year, IRA season, stuff like that. So we'll be doing that. And then on Valentine's, that's February's one, on Valentine's, we got that. And so with Ed, and we'll be talking about that. So anyway, so let's talk about attitude. I want to start it out with attitude is everything. So, you know, I'm excited. I go down to North Beach on Thursday, a week ago. I met Angela down there. Her and her daughter were already down there. We're down there at the Eden Rock Hotel. Some of you have been to that, one of the great old hotels, got a great suite. I did, I did my webinar, did the kickoff meeting from sitting there with that in the background. And so anyway, about after that, then I get a phone call from my son and my car. Okay. Somebody beat the window in my car. How about that? All right. And I'm like, great, that's good. And I have a gun safe, which I bought it about, I have my gun in there. And the good news is I paid $200 for my gun safe and they tried to pull the safe out. It's attached and all that. They didn't get my gun. And so anyway, so I'm like, all right, that's great. So then I play 36 holes, Josh, on Monday, and I play 36 holes on Tuesday, and then I play 27 on Wednesday, and then we let up and only played 18 on Thursday and Friday. All right, so then on Friday night, I get to the airport and I got a 6:50 p.m. flight direct to Nashville. I got my reminder from Orbitz. They ran it through my credit card. I get up to the gate. And the guy says, well, your flight was canceled. I said, what do you mean my flight was canceled? He says, no, no, no. He says, your ticket was canceled. The flight is going, your ticket's canceled. I'm like, hold on. I said, I got my Orbitz travel. I got my, you know, what are you talking about? I ran it through my, pulled my American Express. I ran it through. He says, well, Orbitz never paid us. Okay. And we canceled your ticket. I'm like, what do you mean? I paid Orbitz. Orbitz didn't pay you. They said, yeah, we sent requests on the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th. They never paid. We canceled it. I said, well, just let me buy, I'll just buy a ticket. All full. When's the next flight? There's no next flight tonight. This is the last flight out tonight. So here I am at Miami. I'm like, golly. All right. I said, well, dude, is there another airline happening? He said, well, there's a 720 through Atlanta on Delta. I said, all right, where's Delta counter? I'm like, you know, irritated, got my golf bag, got my suitcase. Now I go walk about a mile down to Delta and I buy a ticket. It's $400. Okay. For a ticket, end up getting in at 11:30 at night and so on. All right. So now I wake up on Saturday morning. All right. I got to get me a car. Okay. A rental car. Cause they had to order my window. Okay. It didn't come in. So I get me up. So I get up and I book a car at Hertz. And Angela drops me off to get my car and she leaves out and I get in there and it's $200. And they said, well, we don't have any cars left. I'm like, well, I got a reservation here. We don't have any cars. So I call her back. I go down to Enterprise and guess what I get? I get this. How about that? For $400. How about that? Now for $400, I get this. Now let me tell you what happened. All right. So then I get this car. All right. And first thing happens is on Saturday night, I go pick up a pizza. Okay. Now you got to understand, I go pick this pizza up and I'm walking out and there's a homeless guy. Okay. And guess what? The dude didn't ask me for money. I've never been around a homeless guy in my car. When I'm in my normal car, when I'm in that car right there, there's never been a homeless guy not hit me up. Hey, can you give me $20? All this kind of stuff. Guess what the homeless guy did? He saw me in that car. He's like, nah, I ain't even going to ask him for money. So I got disrespected then. Okay. So here I am. I got my little car there. All right. I got disrespected. Then this morning I go to Starbucks. I'm in line. There's a car behind me and I'm looking at my phone and the car, the thing moved forward and this BMW cut me off in line. Okay. And I've never had somebody break in line at Starbucks, but they just did that. This car, they disrespected me, right? Because I got this old car. Okay. This little old go-kart, whatever. But then what happens? I said, well, but things are pretty good for the week. Bree was showing off, you know, she's teaching all this stuff. And it says you have 18 appointments for the week of January 18th. How about that? All right. So yesterday I had 7 appointments. Today I got 7 more. I got, you know, 18. And that didn't include the 5 that she had set up for me that I did on Saturday. How about that? And then what happens? So work hard and have a great system, right? You come back, you got all these problems, right? Now I want you to think about it. If I was sitting in that airport and I bought that $127 ticket, okay, and they cancel my flight and I'm broke, okay, I'd have been standing outside. The only good news is it was warm in Miami. I've been standing outside trying to figure out how I'm going to afford a $59 hotel room, right? It would have been a total daggum disaster. Everything about it, right, would have been a disaster. But you know what I did? I bought a $400 ticket. I bought a $400 rental car. You know, my window's 500. Okay. I didn't miss a beat. I had 5 appointments on Saturday when I came home. I had a full day yesterday. When I get done today, I got appointments back to back. Okay, today. I even told her, I said, fill me up tomorrow because I didn't work the big first week. And guess what? And then I come home and I'm like, always make money. I'm sitting at $38,000 in income for the month, right? It's only about a week into it. That was on Saturday. All right. I'm like, life is good, right? So what does that say to you? It says, get busy, right? Go recruit people, go sell, go prospect, go do all the things you need to be doing. And you wake up and every day is good, right? You know, it's good. You're above ground. You're financially secure. All the problems that are problems to people that are not working and are broke or hadn't built their business yet. Okay. Kick up, but none of these things affected me any. I went out last night, had all my kids at my birthday dinner. How about that? All right. Life is good. All right. So this is what it's a mindset. And I don't ever talk much about this, but I think, you know, hey, you think about it. Oh man. Okay. You know, my window got beat in. Okay. My airline ticket got canceled. Okay. Oh man. You know, right. No, things are great. Okay. If you're busy and you're working and you're doing what you're supposed to do. So today we're going to scale. We're going to 10X the family workshop. I want to talk to you about the tools that you got. We've got between now and Saturday, but keep in mind, we also are going to do it again on the next Saturday. Okay. So really we got this weekend, and interesting enough, we got Steve can maybe give me the numbers where we're at. Steve, you don't mind looking those up for the next two, come up with it. But the point is we're getting people out on the 30th as well as this weekend. So you want to keep promoting. So what are the tools? We got a one-time send button. I woke up on Saturday morning and I looked, and I'm going to give you guys some ideas of things that are going on that we're getting ready to do that you're going to like. Okay. So I looked and I was like, we only had, I mean, it was very few, 300 people that were registered for the event, but I had 70 of them myself. Okay. And I was like, hold on. There's a problem here, because why would I have that many of them? Well, it means people don't know what to do to send out their stuff. Okay. So then I start looking, call Steve up and get this. This is our programmer who works on Saturday and Sunday and whenever. So I call Steve up. And I said, hey man, I said, how many email addresses are in the system? He says a little over 400,000. I said, well, that's no good, because we only sent 227,000 emails out at Christmas. So that meant that 200,000 emails are in there that people don't even know to push the button in order to make the, you know, the holiday campaigns go out. So what's the optimization on that? We could double right off the bat. And then I said, well, how many emails have been sent for the family workshop? He says only 48,000. I said, so we're running at 10%. I'm like, golly, I said, this is bad. I said, Steve, can you put together a one-time send button? All you got to do, when they log into Sales Team Pro, they just see this thing and it says, hit the button and it sends it to everybody. Okay. Well, when we did that, by the way, Steve did that on Saturday, from Saturday morning to Saturday afternoon, about 4 or 5 hours later, we had that. And overnight, guys, we doubled our attendance. How about that? All right, our registrations. So we got that. I'm going to talk about that. We got a landing page you can promote. You got email campaigns. You got social media posts and events. I'm going to show what I did. Text with landing pages, okay, and referrals. So here's a one-time click all send button. So right now, if you haven't logged in or your team hasn't logged in, what you can do is you can log, as soon as you log into Sales Team Pro, hit that green button and everybody in your database will receive the invitations. How about that? One time, one punch. Going forward, guess what we're doing? It's going to be like that from now on. Even greater than that, I talked to Steve. I said, you know, we got other things that we need to do. We need to have all these holiday campaigns. So he's working on, And I, of course, I give him this idea. I said, Steve, we need this. This is important. Let's go put a settings button in the settings button. You're going to check it off. And it's going to automatically, when you go in and put a new contact in, you don't have to do anything. It's going to automatically schedule all the holiday campaigns, all the birthday campaigns, and the 6-month follow-up. All you got to do is put the name in. You don't have to do nothing. You're going to have the choice to do that. That way, everything happens. That also will include your downline recruits, the ones that may have let up and they're not doing anything anymore, right? So you got that. So this is going to be happening right now. It's on there, but we're also going to be adding that to where you can just, again, you think about this. Somebody, you hand them your phone, they put their name, their phone number, email address, and they put their birthday in and you hit save, and it's going to set them on a 6-month follow-up automatically, all the holidays, okay, and their birthday automatically. And then we're going to give you a settings button to where it says, send it anytime there's an event, you have my permission, send it to the whole database automatically. How about that? We don't have to do anything, just put. So that's happening. All right, so we're working on that. Next thing, you got your landing page. What's the difference in the landing page and the email? Well, your landing page is specific to you. What will happen is you can post this to social media. I'm going to show you that. You can text it. Okay. You can get people to share it. I told all my family, I mean, it's just crazy. I got a phone call from my ex-brother-in-law. I hadn't talked to him in, I don't know, once in 20 years. And there was a birthday party about 2 years ago. And my sister told him that I had really helped, you know, done well with their money. My sisters, my family, they're just, I mean, it's stupid how good it's been. Let's put it this way. I've had my sisters and my mom and my dad before he passed away and my brother and my family members, they've been in American Funds for 30 years. How about that? Do I need to tell you anything different about it? Been in American Funds 30 years. And so they're all good. He said, man, she told me 2 years ago that I should call you. 2 years. Okay. Got a call, did a little rollover yesterday on my ex-brother-in-law. All right. So what is this thing? So I told my family, I said, look, I need you to post this and forward this to everybody you know. How about that? I sent them the email. I sent them the link. Every one of you have a specific link to this. So you need to get help from your friends. How about that? All right. Get them to do that or for you. You've got all of these campaigns. All you got to do is go in there and again, hit the button. And if you have anybody new, just hit a brand new one, hit it right in there. It's going to work and make that happen. You got the one-off and you got the whole email drip series. Okay. All right. I posted this social media. There's January 17th. I posted it. There it is. I screenshotted the deal. And then right below that, it's the link to my landing page, that kind of deal. I also created an event, okay? The Family Financial Workshop event in Facebook. Sent it out to 500 people. How about that? 500 people that I sent the event to. Now, the event allows you to go through your list. I went through my list, and I mean, I invited people that I hadn't seen, their high school buddies I hadn't seen, people I played golf with, all this kind of stuff. Okay, I invited them to an event, and it went out to 500 people. How about that? That's the max you can do, 500 people. You hear me? How many people in your Facebook do you have? Now, I posted it, so that's people that it shows up on. And then I also put it out to 500 people. And this is right after I did it, had 39 people respond. Okay. I don't know how many is in there now. So the point being is that I'm going to get all I can get. I think I had 81 people. I'll have to see in a minute. I'll show you how you find that, how many people you got. So these are things we're optimizing. Okay. This is what the event looked like. So there it is. So social media post, you can do that several times. Okay. I screenshotted the financial workshop and then I stuck the link to the landing page down below, that kind of deal. Okay. Here it is. This is the event right there. All right. You go into your Facebook events. All right. And then here's the rest of it, the way it looked, the Family Financial Workshop. So that's an idea to opt. See, guys, this is, see, what we're doing is, you know, I want you to think about this. We'll see how many I got, but how many people would you have to talk to get 90 people or 100 people to agree to come to an event? How many phone calls? This is why you got to get your database built. I'm going to show you some things on the database that will blow your mind. Okay, here's for all of your people that have registered. Okay, so watch this. They registered. Now we're going to pull our list in a minute. I'm going to show you how to do it. And it says, I see you registered for the family workshop on Saturday. Here's a link you can forward to anyone that is important to you that should attend. Also, it can be posted to social media. I hope you enjoy the event on Saturday. Here's the link. How about that? Okay. That's knocking out the ones that have already registered. They obviously think it's important. So now anybody that's important to you that should attend, who is that? Friends, family, all that kind of stuff. So you can follow that up with a text message with the link. All right. Now what we're doing is we're 10Xing, we're viraling, we're expanding, okay, the event to where now who knows what comes out of that. You send that to one person, maybe they'll forward it to everybody in their office, okay? Or maybe they'll forward it to their family who forwards it to somebody who forwards it to somebody. And every one of those show up under your personal link that's in Sales Team Pro. So now we're going to take this thing and step it up. Really make it happen. So guys, so what we're talking about, and look through this. I know I covered it quick. So what do we got? We got a one-time send. We got a landing page that you can do all kinds of things with. You got the email campaign. You got the social media post. You can make an event. You can also do this on, I don't have a big Instagram following, but some of you do do Instagram. You can do that. You can do it on LinkedIn, do all this kind of stuff. Okay. You got text. You can send them out, landing page. You can text people that you don't have emails on. You can do all this kind of stuff. What I would be doing right now is I would be slamming this thing, because this event, okay, is going to hit right where the right kind of people want to know. They want their kids to know about money, teenagers. If they've got money, the one thing they want, if you've got kids, okay, grown kids, all this kind of stuff, you don't want them to be out there doing stupid stuff, okay? And so what this is going to do on Saturday, it's going to be great. I mean, it's going to be awesome. Now, let me tell you what we're going to do on Saturday too. I want to just kind of, as I go into the kind of demo of this thing, a few things I want to do. I decided this time, you know, I've been doing radio, guys, for, you know, I did it for 8 years. Ramsey and I did 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. Live radio, you know, I know how to transition and do this and do that, all that kind of stuff. And so on Saturday, I'm going to MC the whole thing on Saturday. It's going to be like a radio show. It's going to be like a production, and I'm going to roll in an intro, and then I'm going to roll out. To kind of give you an idea of what I do when I do radio, when we start the show, it says, hey, if you want to reach Roy, here's what you do, call this number or visit. And then I'll go through, and then when I roll out of the little segment, there's 4 segments on radio, I roll out, hey, real quick, okay, if you need help, da-da-da-da-da, and I hit it. Then I go back into it, and I do a brief recap, and then I bring in, I say, hey, and if you need help, go here, do this, do that. So what I'm going to do on Saturday is I'm going to do that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, here's your key takeaways from what this last segment, and now up next is whoever it is, and I'm going to intro them, and real quick, just to let you know, okay, this is what we do to help people. If you want to get a financial needs analysis, click that email that you got this invitation on and say, hey, I need help. I want to do it right now. Now I'm going to get started. We're going to cover this, and we're going to go to the next one. And I'm going to roll this thing out. I promise you, Saturday, we're going to turn this thing into something that you're going to use over and over and over again. It's going to be great production. We've got all of our slides going right along. They're going to look the same. We've got all kinds of cool things going on. So anyway, so with that being said, what I want to do real quick is show you a few things on Sales Team Pro. Then we're going to open it up to all of our panelists. And by the way, George, and Tommy last week. I listened in, okay, and I was like, all right, that's some good ideas. You know, I was listening to the thing, and, you know, George emceed it great. I'm glad you made some money, George, off of calling those clients, getting your system to do that. You know, the short, the clicks, the text shortcuts. I've been using those things. Tommy is mastering that, all this kind of stuff. Guys, this is why this thing works. It works because we got people out there working, doing all this kind of stuff. So what I want to do now, I want to go into Sales Team Pro, show you a couple things that you want to do. And then, so let's go to the dashboard. And the first thing that I want to show you is I want to show you how to find out how many people are in there. Okay. So you can do it two ways. You show custom list. It looks right here. You got 57 for January 23rd, and they're automatic. Now the custom list is going to be at the bottom of the page. You're going to see the latest custom list, but it automatically does that. You go in, it'll give you a list of all those people, and there you can start text, calling, email, all that kind of stuff. Okay. So that's one way of doing it. Now, another way Steve put in, so we can go, we're going to start doing this in the future. We're getting ready to change these custom lists, but I can go in here right here. And this is something you can do, guys, that, you know, if you want to find somebody, you could go to the notes section and put contains. So if I type in family in the notes section and I want to search it, and it's just, it contains that, it'll also bring me my list. Okay. Now there's 85. So family may have been in there a little more, that kind of deal. Okay. See this. So these are people that have registered already. And that's something for my, for the family financial workshop. And that's something. All right. Now I can then on my phone, if I'm on my phone, I just pull that list up and tap, do me a text shortcut and say, hey, I saw you registered. Here's a link. Okay. That you can share with your friends. Okay. If you want to get them involved. Okay. So now once we do that, I want to show a couple other little things that kind of go along with, you know, the whole mindset of building a database. So let's go in here and I want to show you, an example of how database marketing works and why, you know, what you're getting now, you know, that there's a thing called, in marketing, there's called reach and repetition. Okay. So reach is how big a reach, how big a circle you're trying to advertise to. So the Super Bowl is a big reach, right? But the problem is it's so expensive. You can't afford it. So what you're better off doing is you're better off getting a smaller reach and do a lot of repetition. So you become the known entity. So in real estate, they call it farming real estate. You pick out a neighborhood, realtors that are good at this, they pick out three neighborhoods and then they blast that area to where they are the known entity in that area. Okay. They don't try to sell the entire state of Tennessee. They try to sell four neighborhoods big enough. And then they add a fifth neighborhood as their market gets, as their budget gets bigger. So anyway, so I've been doing this email marketing stuff, guys, forever. Okay. I did it long before Sales Team Pro happened. I was using email marketing for a long, long time, but I want to show you a few things of what happened. So here's a person that I started doing marketing to. Okay. Now I want to show you how this thing works. So the first email was in 10/17. So when we brought over Sales Team Pro, I had been using the platform and we just started building it out and Steve started building it out. The first one I sent was 10/17, okay, of 2014. How about that? Isn't that crazy? So this has been, this, all this stuff's been going on, right? All right. And so you continue going and you see that they don't really not open in the stuff very often, right? All right. And you go in here and look at this special video message. By the way, that's a subject line that opens and it looked like this. Let's see. Isn't that something? All right. That was January 2019. That video, I actually did it again. Okay. So if you start looking through this, you say, well, okay, let's see. January 2019, And then when do we start doing webinars? How long have webinars worked? Let's see, 425 of 15. Okay. Click here to register for a webinar on how to win the money game, right? You seeing this? This stuff's been working for a long time. It's just people haven't been taking advantage of it. Now we got a webinar coming. That's why when we do a webinar on Saturday and I say, let's do it 3 hours, it's going to work. You know why it's going to work? Because I've been doing it for years. Okay. If you get your people in there. All right. So this person's not opening anything. Now, how many of these have we done? Look at this. Just over and over and over and over and over and over. And she registered. How about that? You see that right there? Open, official invitation, registered. What about that? You know what happened? Something happened. I don't know what happened. Something happened. How about that? So when you start building your database, what you're going to find out is good things will start happening if you just keep on rocking. How about that? Let me show you another one. All right. Here's another one. Where's this one at? Right here. How about that? Back in time. 313 of 15. How about that? Right? Look at there. A few open. Been opening it, registered. What about that? Tell me how many times you're going to follow up on your own that long with no response. How long are you going to do that? But Sales Team Pro is going to run in the background and it's going to happen. Okay. So you need to think about that. So how do you find your list? Okay. The first thing is, as you go in, you got your custom list. Let's go back. All right. And you can go right there. It's going to show you right there. That'll give you a list where you can text, call, email again if you want to, that kind of deal. You want to find your post, you go right here, your family financial workshop, tag that right there, new tab. And these, by the way, are yours. It's your list that it goes into. If they forward it, there that is, and they can do it. So there you text that. It looks just like that. Get that thing going. How about that? Looking good, isn't it? Look at all the new graphics and everything. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Right? Makes sense. So you need to get your people there. So then you want to find it another way. Let me tell you another thing too, guys. I got to show you this stuff's just crazy. Yesterday I had this guy right here. Okay. Now watch this. Okay. See this right here? 10-1, unopened. He didn't open one email, okay? Didn't want not one daggum email, all right? From 10-19 to a year later, how about that? Not a single email, okay? All right, and let's see how I found this guy. Let's go to his info here. And Uber driver, his brother-in-law is a PGA Tour player, Russ Cochran. I'm sitting in the back seat talking to him. He's driving me. Okay. He's retired. All right. I'm like, all right. So he worked for UPS his whole life, has a pension. So guess what he does? He calls back from England. Okay. From England. We did a Zoom call yesterday to roll over his UPS 401k. He's in England, okay? How about that? And he didn't do anything for a year, okay? Look at that. Didn't open anything. Guys, are you getting the – this is the way this thing works, right? If you get your numbers up, you'll start seeing things happen. So you want to get this stuff out there, start talking to people, and do that kind of thing, okay? Let me show another thing that's out there, all right? All right, so you go to your team page, all right? When you go to your team page, you've got some guys out there that hadn't done anything, right? but they got a list. Okay. So let me just show an example. You hit this little button. This is my son who he's doing some stuff, but you hit this little button right there. It says switch. Okay. Well, guess what? You can go in there and you can talk, see what they're doing. And you know what? If you're a max account RVP member, you can see what they're doing. And they got a green button on there. Okay. Call them up and say, hey man, we got to get to, I'm going to tap this green button and get these people done. Then you switch back to being yourself. That's what a max account can do on the team page. How about that? So we got all these things happening that allow you to do things, right? What you have to do is get excited, have a great attitude, and start working the system. That's the key to it. And if you start working the system, you'll start seeing things happen. It's all things being equal, more numbers. All things being equal, better numbers. Make sense? You go out there, you do better. Now look at this. You go in right now and you have the ability with what we just added. So if we add a contact, okay, and I want to go in here, John Doe, watch this. And we added just a few things because I'm working it, jdoe@rmjrul.com. Okay. So we go in and do it. All right. So now here's what we're doing. I'm going and qualifying home, kids, all this kind of stuff. You with me? And schedule follow up in 6 months. There we go. All right. So now I do that. So once I do that, watch what happens. Come on. Why is it not doing?
I think it's telling you there's an error up there, like your email address.
Oh, I got certified. There you go. That they gave me permission. Okay. All right. Let's see. Already exist. All right. Let me change this. Okay. Show you how this works, guys. So now you view the contact. And Steve is going to put together something that is going to blow your mind on how that we're working on the ultimate sort that's ever been. So now I say, well, they're married. Okay. Then I can put the spouse email in. If they're single, of course, it won't come up. I'll put married, put the spouse name, spouse email. If they're divorced, why do I want to know that? Because one day we might want to do a single parent webinar. What about that? Y'all agree with that? They have kids. Yes. Okay. List their name, birthdays, that kind of deal. All right. Do they have grandkids? I might want to open up something for their grandkids. All right. Then we do their finances. Yes. Should they refi? Okay. Not if they own a home. No, then they don't do that. CDs, balance. All right. Retirement plan through work. Yes. Proximate balance. Okay. Do you have your spouse have one? Yes. No. Do you have any retirement plans for previous employer? Yes. No. Any pensions? Yes. Do you own life insurance? Okay. What kind and what is the value? We are fixing that to be what kind, term, cash value. If it's cash value, it's going to drop down and say current cash value, premium, what are you paying? That kind of deal. Do you own real estate outside your primary residence? Any other assets or investments you have? Then we go in and we hit save. And then at the top, it's going to do last updated. Isn't that cool? All right. And then we go right on down the list. What are some of your goals? Are you self-employed? Are you employed? Yes. Where do you work? Are you self-employed? Yes. Do you have any kind of retirement plan set up? You might want to consider a SEP or something like that. Okay. Is your spouse employed? There you go. We're adding in there where they work so we can come right back in there. Okay. Then you got referrals and then you're going to be able to sort and save every bit of this. So with that being said, guys, hey, we got so many good things going on. I'm going to open it up for Steve. Anything that you need to add?
Hey, Roy, let me give you some numbers. The campaign for the Family Financial Workshop, we're sitting at like 105,000 people that are in this 5 email campaign sequence.
Oh, so that's 25%, guys, of the potential emails have been sent. So you got to talk to your guys, go through your team list and get that green button done. Okay.
And we're just shy of 600 registered for the 23rd and just shy of 300 registered for the 30th.
Okay. And guys, let me say this. The last year when we did the Fix Your Finances, we had 25% of the registrations the last day. Okay. All right. Overnight, we did that. So don't think it's too late to do this. And keep in mind, we're going to push it all the way on the 30th too. So we've got 50% of them, 600 on Saturday and 300 going. I still think we're going to, you know, knock out 3,000-4,000. All right. If everybody gets on it, really starts thinking about it. Okay. What else, Steve? Anything else?
Let's see. Oh, the green button. And if you've already sent the campaigns, if a contact of yours is already in the campaign, they won't be added twice. So you can safely go through and hit your green button if you haven't already. And
it's not going to double up on them.
Yeah, exactly. And Lucas came up. He can tell you more about it because I haven't looked at it. He came up with a one-off single email campaign that you can send just as a reminder or a different kind of invitation. So, let's see, what else did I have? I guess I got nothing else.
All right, so there was a question about the post. Look, guys, everything we do, okay, Primerica has looked at, okay? Matter of fact, you'll see there's changes. We've been going through 150 campaigns, you know, with that. So post away the... how do you create a Facebook event? Maybe Bree tomorrow, if you want to add that in, Bree Young, I don't know if I've seen you or not, but maybe you might be able to show them how to do that. And with my description, I'll tell you what I did. I just copied part of the campaigns and posted it in there. Can it be a reason why it's because emails land in the spam box? Nah, people, you're on a good email send, you get about 20%. Open. We had at Christmas 37%. It's just people don't look at all of them. I mean, that's how it is. All right. Setting on the contact card affect the content or timing of the campaign.
No, it does not, Roy.
No, it does not. Okay. All right. Cool. All right. I think I got that. Do we have any chat in here? Okay. All right. Hey, let's open it up for some comments. Who we got? Aaron Fisher, why don't you start us off, buddy? Aaron.
All right, Roy. Hey, thanks for sharing. Are we supposed to laugh or are we supposed to cry for you? I wasn't sure what emotion to give you there, but I'm sorry. I was laughing.
When the guy cut me off at Starbucks this morning, I just was like, you know what? You know, should I go up there and just get out of my car and do some road rage? And then I thought, you know, nah, you know what? Maybe I need to recruit the guy. Okay. The guy's that aggressive. Okay. And then I started thinking and that gave me my whole, I was like, man, how many things are going to happen? That's what got my whole thought process going. I was like, thank you for cutting me off. Gave me something to talk about this morning. Anyway.
Well, I look forward to those problems. I just went from a Ford to a BMW. So you're just preparing me for all of that. But, you know, Roy, I just sit here and this is why I get on the call. You know, been doing Primerica for almost 14 years and never really was exposed to these ideas. You unlock so many doors in my brain. You know, I'm a type of guy, you show me once, I can teach a room of 1,000. And there was just so many things that you shared with me today that, I mean, we do Tuesday trainings, night trainings, and half my training is the stuff I'm learning on Tuesday night. Good. And I'm bringing to the people, just hired an executive assistant to help me with STP just because I believe in it so much. And so thankful for, you know, what your team does. I mean, this workshop is huge. I mean, I've had a three of my highest net worth clients were the first three to sign up.
Yep.
And one of them, he called me and said, this is what a great idea. I'm like, well, it's not my idea, but he said, you know, I'm getting my grandkids on here. And so here's, you know, here's a guy got several million, sees the importance of it. So Roy, I share that because it just confirms what you're doing is on track. And I looked at the chat room and everyone that's going on, some of you guys are asking questions, like questioning it still. Stop questioning it and just get involved and just move forward. That's all I did was move forward, listen, and just trust that everything is good. So that's my comment.
Hey, I appreciate it. And you know, the thing about it, guys, one of the things that I did, the Family Financial Workshop started when I had a niece graduate, or actually my niece's daughter, daughter. Oh gosh, we got five, all these generations. I'm getting old, but anyway, graduate. And I did a, and I thought, you know, we got all these kids running around. They don't know what's going on. So I told my family, I said, look, I'm going to do a 2-hour family workshop. And if they, you invite everybody, and if they don't own a mutual fund, tell them if they show up and sit through it, I'm going to give them a $250 gift in the form of a mutual fund. I had like 27 show up. Isn't that crazy? All right. And I thought this is a great idea. And so I've told my clients, I said, look, bribe your kids. Okay. To be on the deal. If they're on it, tell them you'll open them a mutual fund for $1,000. And it was a way I was able to get into the kids. I've done a number of them 1-on-1. And so you might want to throw that out to like these network, high net worth clients. Say, look, you get on there and we're going to open you a mutual fund. If you don't show, and we have the way to know if you showed. Okay. Then you do that. So that's another one. Hey, Dave Dill, I know you got a lot of things going on. Dave, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Roy. No, I mean, I echo what Aaron said. This is just phenomenal. As I said before, it's always getting better and better each week you listen to it. So yeah, sorry for your troubles in Miami, but, you know, it's all good. You know, bottom line is you got to work the system. And, you know, I'm sure people think when they hear your stories of how you get these big accounts and everything that they just, you know, oh, you're lucky. And, you know, there's that saying, you know, the harder you work, the luckier you get. And, you know, it's just, you know, you got to work the system. And, you know, I've been as a baby boomer, I'm, you know, sometimes anti IT stuff. And that's why my son is so helpful there. But my staff helps me. Use your staff. If you don't have a staff, do what Aaron did. Get somebody to help you. This is too important of a subject not to get help. You've got to ask for that help.
And get people, guys, tomorrow, you know, Bree's going to be teaching again. I mean, just keep, I mean, I always had a goal, press a button and the phone ring. Okay. And guys, I had that goal years and years and years ago, and it happens now. And the reason is that I believe in, you know, in the event driven business that we're in. It's totally event driven in their life. Somebody dies, somebody gets married, gets divorced, has a baby. Okay. Sells a home. They do all these kind of things, and it's event driven. And by being event driven, when something happens, they call. That's why somebody 2 years doesn't do anything. You understand how short of a period of time 2 years is? Okay. All right. But you know, if you don't follow up and stay in touch with these people, 2 years will pass and then they'll call somebody else. And that's why we got to keep on doing it. So very good, Dave. Thank you. Let me see who else we got here. Mark Foresty, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Roy, how's it going today, man?
Good, man. Give us a few ideas. What's going on?
Hey, so I'm getting better at the STP. I've got some administrative support. So taking all the advice that you've given us and over these last couple weeks, and I've been involved here less than a year, using everything that you throw at us, excited about this, you know, family finances thing. My family, my kids are excited about it. They're like, Dad, We got to learn more about investing. You know, as a father, you can talk to your blue in the face to your kids, but until they hear it from their friends, they're like, oh, your father's awesome. You got to, you know, it starts clicking, all coming from something that I did about 5 months ago, like one of those security bomb things in my neighborhood here. And it actually led to about $1 million this past December in security. So, you know, this is just, you know, the start. We're kicking it up. We're going to rock it out of the park this year. That email is going out to like 600 people. or more. So, you know, one of the things I could tell you is I've been following up diligently after I've, you know, sent out these campaigns to people. They love to hear, you know, the phone call, the connectivity. They're like, oh, hey, I got that email, man. Thanks for sending that out. You know, by the way, we got to get together. And is it okay if my sister comes with me? So it leads to things. You just got to, you know, use the system, plug it in. And like I said, we're not experts yet, but we're getting really good, really fast. And so we're excited about it, and it's just going to make a huge difference. So,
and it's going to be great Saturday. I promise you guys, this is going to be our biggest event, and we're going to start doing more. I have an idea too. I want to do an IRA seminar coming up. So, hey, Stephanie Dorman, where you at, Stephanie there.
Hey, Roy, while Stephanie's answering, can you, before you end, just give like a 4 or 5 minute overview of what's coming on, what the thing's going to be about Saturday, what you're going to go over and everything?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know.
Okay. Hey, Stephanie, are you there? Hello. You're up. Is she, don't hear her. Okay. All right, Stephanie, I'll come back to you. Let's see who else we haven't heard from in a while here. Rich Lee, what's going on, buddy? Rich. There he is.
Hey, Roy.
What's up, buddy? Tell me something good. What do we got going on?
Very excited about this and looking forward to having a great turnout. We've been using, you know, obviously the landing page tremendously. This is just incredible. I've never seen my business like this before. I got a guy that just called me. He just he's doing a rollover tomorrow because I've been staying in touch with people so much using this system. So I'm really looking forward to this, and I just can't imagine now. You just press one button and you can send out to everybody in regards to getting people on this financial workshop, the family workshop. I've been sending out messages like crazy. But I love your idea of putting that on Facebook and Instagram and the different things that we're going to start doing that as well.
So. Yeah. And here's the thing, guys. I mean, get creative. Give me a good, panelists, give me a good creative idea here.
Hey, Roy, I got something we just started doing the last week that's been working really well. Is I actually just did a $485,000 rollover for a guy yesterday who was a referral. Came in, just met him. He was here for an hour, $485,000, you know, easy peasy. So, and what happened was, what we're doing is I'm asking the current client while I'm on. So this is kind of for everybody watching. You get them to three-way text a friend, you know, just, hey, as a personal favor to me, could you take a 5-minute phone call from my friend, Josh? Doesn't commit you to anything, but just talk to him. And then, so we get in a three-way text, but then I take the client, you need to just real quick, you want to share and pop in to your publicly shareable link and give them your referral link. So I give that to the third party. So I pop in really fast when I'm sitting on Zoom and I say, Aaron, let's say I just closed Aaron Fisher. I say, buddy, could you send this to 3 to 5 people? That's my compensation. Put me in a three-way text with these 4 people. He says, okay, great. I send him that link and say, hey, when they text back, say, sure, yeah, I'll take a call. Could just hit that link and put their info in there for me. It's because I don't want to put them into Sales Team Pro. I'm going to forget. So I'm just having the client, when the person responds like, yeah, what's this all about? He just puts it in there for me, drops it into my STP for me, and I can start following up.
All right, guys, that right there. Hey, dude, that's a real deal right there. There we go. This is what it's all about. That's a slam. That is, man, y'all understand what he just did. Okay. Now he's got the client forwarding the referral text link. How about that? I mean, that, and putting it in, that's perfect. All right. That'll work. Okay. Okay, man, Sonia, are you there? Hello, Sonia. Sonia. Hey, Sonia Ashley. Is she coming? All right, we'll get back. How about it, Bart Pritchett? I haven't heard from you in a while, buddy. What's going on? Are Are we having trouble today? I don't think we got it. All right.
Hey, there, man. Hey,
what's going on, buddy?
Hey, man.
Give me some idea. Give us some ideas real quick.
You know what? We already sent it to the whole box, and I'm just capitalizing on your idea. I've got 7 people, I think, registered for it, so I'm going to try to turn that into 20.
There you go.
With what I learned from you this morning. So anybody that thinks these calls aren't useful, it just never dawned on me to send a simple text message to the people that have already registered and say, hey, here's the link.
And you're also locking them down. It's kind of like you're locking them down to be there. I mean, we do that kind of stuff. We were inviting people to meetings, right?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And now I learned something this morning. So
there you go.
I don't have anything, I think, to offer.
Hey, Mike Armendariz. Hey, what's up, buddy? Are you alive after our golf trip?
Well, I think I got out of that one a little cheaper than last time. I'll tell you.
Yeah, Mikey, it was a no blood from Mike. I mean, this golf trip last week, the week before, they paid for my trip, and this time they were tougher on me. Got more shots. So give us a couple ideas. We got about 2 or 3 minutes. I'm gonna call.
Two takeaways. One, I mean, I know when we're out there having fun, but you know, Primerica's always, business is always in your head. So 2 things. One, congratulations to you. Happy birthday, my brother, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
And, but Roy's always thinking on this stuff. You know, the home office and other places talk about bombshell announcements. Roy, when he thinks on it and he starts spitballing it in his head, gets involved, gets the team involved, STP team involved, man, it's there. So it gets better all the time. But I remember having talking with somebody one time, and everybody hears this, man, I guess I was lucky, or I was in the right place at the right time. But what this thing, what you're doing with it, how automated it is, and it gets better all the time, is you want to be lucky. How do you do that? You control being in the right place by being at the right time, by being in contact with them constantly. And it's gets better every week, brother. Happy birthday once again. Love you, pal.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Thanks. Let's finish with Tommy and then George, and we'll be on our way. Tommy, what about it, buddy? Tommy, how about Sonia? I see Sonia, you're unmuted. Don't know what's going on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, buddy. What about it?
Oh, man, that was a great idea.
Give us some good idea real quick. Real idea.
Just keep it simple. I mean, get your database, you know, get it. Spend some time, you know, getting your database, up to date, you know, getting your stuff in there, you know, following up. You know, I'm using the follow-up thing. And like yesterday, I haven't been in touch with this guy for a long time. And, didn't have his phone number. I shot him out an email. I didn't realize that he was getting emails from Sales Team Pro. So I said, hey, give me a call when you get a chance. And because he was getting emails, he called me back yesterday. He felt like I was in touch with him. I haven't talked to him in 5 years. Just from that, we got a $350 commitment. We're doing his life insurance, his investments, and we're recruiting him. That happened to me 4 times yesterday with all different clients. We ended up getting 6 or 7 transactions yesterday just from following up and just getting in conversations with people, and really getting the list set up properly where, you know, now I know who to follow up with and organizing it and just getting in the database and really working the database and knowing who you're going to call next.
Let me say this, guys, and I'm going to bring George up to close. Guys, remember this, okay? We just came off a pandemic, okay? It's the beginning of the year to begin with. This is when people are thinking about their goals, their financial goals and stuff like this. So, you know, if you're going to work, okay, work when the timing is great, and it's right now. This week, I would be working like a maniac, okay, between now and the end of this time, and get this going. Gosh, I mean, man alive. Okay.
Roy, this is Sonia. Can you hear me?
Hey, there you go. Go ahead. I hear you. Real quick.
Okay, awesome. Real quick. So because of Sales Team Pro, we have had at least 5 touches on all our database. We have about 1,500 leads in the program. And because of that, they started in Thanksgiving. You hit again. We hit Thanksgiving. We hit Christmas. We hit New Year's. And then we had 132 people that had birthdays in January. So because of that, we hit them four times in the last, 3 months, 90 days. So it feels like, again, like I think Tom just said, it feels like we've been in contact with them. As a result of that, we had a lot of people that used our scheduling link. And so we have appointments set just from that alone, without us actually having to reach out and call anybody. They called into us, thanking us for keeping in touch with them, wishing them happy birthday. And by the way, I need to do thus and so. So that's the idea I have. Just make sure you keep using and keep those links going, because they do work. You have to have the numbers.
Well, you know, and what happens is, when you keep doing repetition like this, you're going to see it even get better and better and better. So, hey, I'm glad to hear from you. Hey, George, close us out.
Hey, listen, Tuesday mornings, I'm telling you, this is my favorite meeting of the week. I actually just like to listen. And, you know, initially I was a little overwhelmed with everything. Now, every Tuesday, all I do is tell myself I'm going to take away one good idea. And I'm telling you, just the stuff that we're doing is incredible. Unfortunately, my phone crashed, so I lost all my contacts. And like in your case, Roy, attitudes, everything, I was pretty perplexed. I lost over 3,000 contacts. Then I decided, you know, this is the best thing that could have ever happened to me, because now I got to start reaching out to everybody. So I'm sending out a, snail mail. I'm sending out a letter letting everybody know what happened, but I'm going to incorporate STP in the letter, letting them know moving forward, so we better service you and we never lose contact with you. I'm going to start emailing you stuff, because I talked to my secretary, and like you were showing, a lot of people don't open their emails. So what we've got to do is we actually have to train people on how to behave. And as we start doing this, the exciting thing about it is that I'm still running appointments every day of the week, but I would like to get to the point where I'm doing what you're doing. Maybe taking 2 or 3 days, maxing it out, and being able to enjoy the rest of my life. Because I believe, for those of us on this call, we could do Primerica forever if we did that. Why would you ever need to retire if all you had to do is work 2 or 3 days a week and you can go out and golf, 4 days a week, or do whatever the heck you want to do? So again, cleaning up the database has been my biggest issue. And I just feel like this is so liberating, man. I'm 57 years old, and I'm going to build another base shop. And I'm thinking, moving into the future, we could do this forever, and we could be so much more profitable. Just the thing that I did last week, Roy, I'm doing 450 tomorrow. As soon as I hang up here, I got a call where a guy's going to give me 160. I got another call today where they're going to give me 250. And all it is the constant follow-up. So as we can do this on a bigger scale, dude, I'm super excited. So, keep doing the teaching, and we'll keep doing the learning, brother.
All right, brother. Hey, guys, busy all week, and we will see you Saturday morning. And, Philip, hey, get in there with Bree tomorrow, and she will help you really learn how to max out how to use the system. And then Saturday morning, we got the workshop. Let's fill it up. I'll talk to you next week.